Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 23rd of February 2026. Today, I want to talk about two big new features that we added to our portal a couple of weeks ago. And the reason I want to talk about them is because they are there to make your marketing easier. That's what we're all about, is making marketing easy for you, because I know that many MSPs find marketing to be so difficult. It's such a dark art. So the first thing we added was a content calendar. And you can see that now. If you go into the portal, on the left, you'll see the words content calendar. And you can click through and you can see that. So we, as if you've been around for a few years, you'll probably know, we redeveloped our portal. Was it last year? It was February last year. So just a year ago, we introduced our new portal, and that always had the content in one place. So we've made it really easy now for you to filter down content by the month or the type of content. And if you just go in on the portal, on the navigation on the left, click on content, and that's where you can filter all of the content. And obviously all of your content is there. So if you've been a member for a number of years, you'll see a number of years worth of content in there. And you can go in now and filter it by type and by subject to access more of the content that you want. But a lot of people ask us, what's a good cadence for publishing content? Literally, people say, what should I publish when? So we, and it took us about 3-4 months to develop this, but we always intended to do it. It just took some time. We've just introduced this content calendar. So go into content calendar on the left in the navigation. And there is a list in a calendar view, in a grid, showing you what content should go out when. And what's really cool is when you select a date, it actually lists the exact content underneath that's going to go out that day. So there's a couple of ways that you'd use it. So first of all, if you just want to follow our guidance, there it is. It's on a page. I mean, all of this links up, by the way, to our social media. So when you take our social media CSVs, which, as you know, you can import those into Publer or Growably, which is the Tech Tribe social media scheduling tool, or your other social media scheduling tool of choice, although we prefer Publer and Growably because they're just easy and they work best. What you see on the content calendar directly matches up to what's in the CSV. So you can see exactly not only what we've recommended you to use, but what content we've scheduled for you. So if you just take our CSV, upload it to Publer or Growably and just go with that, then this content calendar is going to show you what's published when. That's the first thing, right? The second thing is, if you want to do your own thing, but you want to see what we recommend to you as a cadence, there it is. It's there directly in front of you. So you or your marketing assistant or whoever helps you with your marketing can just see what's going out. It's really easy. And then the third way that you can use it is if you use our Done For You service. Again, our Done For You service is implementing it according to that schedule. So you get an exact idea of when your emails are going out, when your social media is going out, when items are being added onto your website, etc., etc., etc. It's exactly, our Done For You service is exactly the same as the cadence you see on the content calendar, and that is deliberate. So that's the first thing that we've added there. The second thing we've added is our own community. So we've had a members-only Facebook group since we launched the MSP Marketing Edge, which was 2017. That was when we launched just for the UK, and then we launched outside the UK in 2018. And that members-only Facebook group is pretty good, but over the years, the engagement has gone down, and that's not us, that's a Facebook thing. So you're probably aware that Facebook, when groups was a corporate priority for it, then you used to go into your Facebook feed, which is what people do. People just naturally go into a Facebook feed, and people would see content from their groups in their Facebook feed. So as you can imagine, all of the groups, and there are hundreds of millions of them around the world, they used to get really good traffic. And then somewhere along the line, Instagram and WhatsApp became much more important corporate entities for Facebook or for Meta. And the Facebook itself has just become this kind of slush of news. And I'm sure that they're paying to get news in front of us, and ads. And obviously people are paying for ads. And you very rarely see content from the groups that you're in your newsfeed anymore. And that hurts us as well. So we have some really good contributors. We have, you know, various people who add lots of great content to that group. But I know that not as many members see it today as they did a couple of years ago. Add in the fact that Facebook, I don't know, it's just changed, hasn't it, over the years. And a lot of people just aren't comfortable on Facebook. And we'd be very happy to get off Facebook. So we've launched a community in the portal, and we're going to run the two side by side for the rest of this year and for all of 2027. And that's a guarantee from me on this. But that community is where we're going to put all of our efforts now, building that up, because it's right there in the portal. I know the advantage of a Facebook group is you're already on Facebook, but actually increasingly MSPs are not on Facebook. So if you've got to go in somewhere, well, you're already going into our portal to access the content. Believe me, we looked at using Reddit, we looked at doing a Slack thing or Teams, and it just came down to nightmares of control and just using third-party platforms. I just figured we'd be in the same situation again a couple of years down the line. So yes, we've got our community. It's in the portal. We're going to keep pushing that. And obviously, as I say, we'll run the two side by side. So if you love the Facebook group, I promise that's going to be there. I'm still going to be in it every day. But the future of our community is very much within the portal. And, you know, we will listen and watch and learn and see what you're doing and what you're not doing. And we will build that up over time. And of course, if you've got any ideas, I'm literally the most open person to ideas that you've ever met, right? And there's no such thing as a bad idea. There are just reasons why we might do it or reasons why we might not do it, because obviously you don't know what we're doing strategically behind the scenes. There is actually, in the new community, a suggest a feature forum. So please go and put it in there. Or of course, you can just email us hello@mspmarketingedge.com. That's the quickest way to get through to us. So just one final support thing to tell you, which is every week I do a drop-in marketing clinic. It's normally most Tuesdays and Thursdays. It was last week. This week, it's just Thursday. So if you want to chat to me directly, it's something you can do as a member of the MSP Marketing Edge. And all the details are in the portal if you look in the left navigation and look for support. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.